It's the radio segment that just got asked to pose for Playboy's offshoot magazine, Cry Boy.
Oh, it's a sad version.
He's getting a centerfold in that one.
Okay. Wow.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. Those other goober smoochers just don't. His first laser story is out of Arkansas. The other day, 34-year-old Matthew Tuckers was driving down the highway when a deer jumped out in front of his truck.
Oh, my God.
He swerved to miss it, and that's when his truck and the trailer he was hauling left the roadway and landed in the Ouachita River.
Ooh, that's so scary. I know. Dang. Is he okay?
Luckily, he wasn't injured, right, and the truck trailer was pulled out of the river by midday. Okay. But when they got it out, they realized all his cargo was missing.
Oh. I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
Well, that makes sense.
And that's when he told authorities what he was hauling. It turns out Matthew was transporting a dozen medium to large bull sharks.
Oh, my God!
Sharks?
Oh.
So they all escaped into the river.
Oh.
And
he
now
had to land in water.
Arkansas Game and Fish is especially worried about the situation, as one of the sharks measured 15 feet in length.
Dang!
And
that's
is named scary. Jaws.
No.
I was gonna say, it's like Jaws!
Joking. They did not name the shark Jaws.
They did.
Oh my God.
He got his name for his extremely aggressive behavior.
Oh my gosh.
So officials say that while the other dozen sharks do pose a threat, the most immediate one is Jaws.
Yeah, just don't go swimming right now if you're
right?
in Arkansas.
Summer's coming too. You can't even
Someone's
get in.
Floating the river like, man, I'm wasted. I swear I just saw a shark back there. What's in this beer, man?
In fact, Jaws was spotted the next day attacking a small boat.
Jaws,
chill.
Officials say if the sharks are not found by the beginning of the summer swimming season, they're going to have a really big problem on their hands.
Oh, no.
That is an understatement. I think the swimmers are going to have a bigger problem than the officials.
I feel like there's a better way to transport sharks than by truck trailer.
What do you got? You want to take them by plane? You want to fly first class?
How often does this happen?
Aqua tube. I just invented it.
Something else. Why are they driving sharks around Arkansas, too? I don't understand.
Happening.
Yeah. Did you point him to a light? Is that a giant shark?
Yeah. Anyway, this next laser story is out of India. It goes without saying that politicians make a lot of promises to try and get elected that they never actually keep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But one man in India is really pushing it. His name is Thulam Saravanan, and he's 33 years old running for office in his hometown.
Okay.
And he's making news because he promised that if elected, every family in his region will get a complimentary trip to the moon.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Now we're not even, like, trying.
No.
But that's just the beginning.
Oh.
Thulam's
oh,
also wow. guaranteed every family who votes for him gets a mini helicopter.
Cool.
It's going to be a little toy.
I mean, it's reasonable because it's miniature size. Yeah.
Also, gold jewelry for weddings.
Specifically.
A three-story house.
Oh.
A modernized robot to reduce workload for homemakers.
He's got my vote.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
He also promises a boat for every family.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And last but not least, a 300-foot-high artificial snow mountain for all his constituents to hang out, which includes a rocket launch pad and a space research center.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Wait, is this a 33-year-old running for office or my 7-year-old?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I think she's got the same wish list.
Good
also,
question.
Free candy for all.
Yeah.
When questioned about all these lofty promises, Thulam admitted he has no money for his campaign and has looked to friends and family to spread his message, saying, if you believe it, you can achieve it.
Oh, all right.
His family's like,
that's sweet.
Stop, bro.
Yep. This next laser story is out of food news. If you missed it, less than 2 weeks ago, Heinz announced three condiment mashups. The first one is called Hanch, which is hot sauce and ranch.
Oh,
ooh, yeah!
That sounds so good.
Dude, so good.
The second one is called Wasabioli, which is wasabi and garlic aioli.
Oh.
Tasty.
Fancy.
And the last...
I know. It's like people who hate mayonnaise still like aioli.
I know.
And I'm like...
It's like it's the same thing.
Yeah.
The last one is named Tarchup, which is a blend of tartar sauce and ketchup.
Yes.
Get in my belly.
I don't like any of those.
What
Gross.
Are you talking
I
about?
Love tartar.
Do you not like dip?
Not any of those dips.
Well, apparently Heinz wasn't done with the mashups because they just announced two new ones, Sweet Ketchili, which is a mix of ketchup and sweet Thai chili sauce.
Okay. Spicy.
Thai chili is so good.
And finally, Buffa Ranch, which is buffalo sauce and ranch.
Dude, that is my favorite flavor together.
I can't believe I liked all of them. This is crazy.
I got heartburn just reading all of those, though.
That's like, true.
The two newest sauces don't have an official release date yet, but they're already starting to show up on stores' websites, so they're probably going on sale soon.
God, this world is becoming a better place.
Is it? I don't know. I like the days where we didn't just put everything into one jar.
Yeah, you do it yourself.
I mean, we did PB&J in a jar once, and now everybody doesn't want to do things separately anymore.
That's true.
This next laser story is out of the weird world of babies.
Weird or cute?
If you're looking for inspiration for baby names, maybe your answer is sitting in your spice rack.
What?
Okay. Rosemary was on my list.
I think
it's a great name.
A cardamom.
Yeah. It does seem like it's getting more popular to name kids after herbs and spices.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Nutmeg?
If you look at the data from the Social Security Administration, there are lots of those names starting to come up now. Here are some of the most popular ones from last year.
Okay.
Close to 100 boys were named Basil.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're really good, it's Basil.
Basil.
1,500 girls were named Juniper.
Sam? Yeah. That's a cool name.
We have a Juniper in our preschool.
Cool.
That's it.
Cool story.
Makes sense.
Over 2,000 girls were named Jasmine.
I know a lot of Jasmines.
That's true.
These aren't exactly spices that I have in my spice drawer. I'm not storing jasmine and juniper, Jeffrey. I don't know what kind of kitchen you're going into.
Are you making gin?
Yeah.
And finally, 700 boys and over 1,000 girls were named Sage.
Also, solid name.
There were also at least 5 babies named Thyme, Saffron, Curry, Clove, and Cayenne.
Okay.
Wow.
It's better than the alcohol names. You know, like if you have a spice name, maybe you'll become a cook or something. The alcohol names just don't serve people well.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm pretty sure the CEO of our company is named after an alcohol.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my gosh, Brooke. Don't listen to her. Hey, we love
you. Her name's Virginia.
We love you, boss.
We call her Jin.
Short term.
Yeah, but it's for Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she's not listening to this.
For those that don't know, her name is Shot of Vodka.
Yeah.
Smirnoff.
Yeah, that's our CEO.
Well, that's interesting, especially because a friend of the show was almost named Nutmeg.
Oh. What?
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, my God.
Well, we thought that was a little too on the nose.
Oh, my God.
So we went with something else. But that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.